This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Lisa Koenig.
And I'm Jasmine Garcia.
Let's talk about some study done by the Pew Research Center, which found that the younger generations do not appear to be increasing their consumption of news as they get older. And I think in previous generations, you'd certainly see people in their teens and 20s, maybe even into their 30s, not paying as close attention to news. But as they got older, they started to become heavier and heavier consumers of news. But now we're finding that these youngsters, as they get older, are still pretty much ignoring what's going on in the world around them. And should this be a concern for those of us who work in the news industry?
Yeah, not just those of us who work in the news industry, I think, but all of society. I mean, these people are going to be voting and running the country. It's an alarming trend, I think. And I kind of wonder why it's happening. I mean, usually that's the pattern like you were talking about, Rich. When you get older, you put down roots in a community, you buy a house, you want to know about when branch pickup is or what's going on in your community. And it's part of the fabric of the community or maybe the region where you live to pay attention to what's going on in your community and state and country.
I really wonder if this is totally accurate or not and how big their sample size is. Because I see a lot of people my age and older, and yeah, I think fall into this millennial group. But I do see people, especially people with children, who are very interested in what's going on in local news and what's going on in their area. So I really wonder who they're even talking to and who they are sampling. Because again, you have to think about, you know, sample size and who they're sampling when you're really looking for a trend in something to be scientifically accurate. So I really hesitate to say that these you know, millennials and these Gen Xers, they're not going to start consuming news more. I think that might be inaccurate, or at least I think it's a little too soon to say that.
What do each of you see with your students? And Jasmine, since you're lumped in with the millennials, mm-hmm. you're right. Actually in the same group as your students.
I'm right on that cusp. I'm leaving it. It's eventually. But, here's the thing. I work with new students. So they are more inclined to watch the news and read the news and write the news. And so when I look at it, I go, well, I sure am obsessed with the news, but that's what I do for a living. So then I think about the other people around my age and a little bit younger, and what are they doing on Facebook? They're consuming their news via social media. So they are on social media, and they're sharing stories from the local news. They're on Twitter, retweeting news stories. I mean, maybe we're just consuming it in a different way, and the television, radio, and newspapers need to maybe come to terms with the fact that we're not going to consume it in the way that they're used to giving it to us.
I find that my students really lack a lot of basic civics knowledge. But I think they're reading things online. They're mm-hmm. online a lot, of course.
Yeah.
They're on Facebook and everything. So they don't read newspapers. They might read the campus newspaper, and they might read their hometown newspaper, but sporadically. If anything, when I ask them where are they reading news, they're not reading a lot of it, and they're getting it maybe through a search engine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do either of you see, because Western, of course, has the student newspaper, the Western Courier. Do you see students picking up actual copies of the Courier around campus and reading it that way? Or are they going online to read the Western Courier? Or do you think they're pretty much ignoring it altogether?
Well, I mean, when it comes to Lisa and me, we teach journalism, broadcasting. So my students write for the Courier, and they are carrying around the Courier with them and show me the articles. When it comes to the general student population, I don't know, because I really do. I work with that news group. So, maybe a survey of how students consume news would be helpful.
I see. Like Jasmine says, many of my students are carrying it around. I mm-hmm. see them carrying the print edition around. But they actually got rid of their print edition in the summertime. They used to publish over the summer, mm-hmm. too, and they don't do that anymore. They just have the online version.
Yeah, well, it is so expensive to keep the printed press up and running, so a lot of student newspapers are going that route, going to the websites, and that works just fine for people their age and the millennials, I guess, but maybe not so much for alumni who wanted to keep involved with the Courier. Maybe they're not as inclined to go and search for it on the web.
I find that interesting, though, because I think any study or you know, just the general thought would be that these students would be looking at their newspaper, their student newspaper, on a tablet or on a computer or something, not picking up the actual printed copy.
I think it's interesting, too, and I think it's all because it's covering their world. You know, it has stuff they want to read, and it's portable, and so it's interesting to me, too, that they're not really fitting that stereotype all the time.
Yeah. I mean, I know that that generation is seen as the generation that's going to be more digitally native. That's not actually always the case. A lot of people that come in 18, 19, maybe they don't have a computer at home. Maybe they're just used to consuming information in a different route. Maybe the old school route we would call it, picking up that newspaper. But yeah, I do see a lot of students actually running around with the Western Courier in hand.
Jasmine, you had made a point that perhaps stories are being shared on Facebook or Twitter or whatever, and that's how news is being disseminated now. But don't you see a danger in that with that's news that's just being cherry-picked and shared, as opposed to if you picked up a paper, you'd find a whole array of stories, and you might find something you didn't know about before.
Yeah.
Same with watching a TV newscast or listening to a radio newscast. You might come across something that you were not aware of, as opposed to stuff that's just sort of, like I say, being cherry-picked and maybe designed to appeal to something you're already interested in, rather than something, again, that you don't know about but perhaps should be interested in.
Yeah, and we've talked about this before, the cherry-picking of news, especially on the Internet. Yeah, I don't think that maybe the public is as informed as they need to be when they do get their news off of maybe just searching for it on the Internet or on Facebook. But I do think that with the rising cable prices and that kind of thing, you're going to lose people on that medium because they're not going to be able to afford that bill to get maybe the CNN and MSNBC. Yeah, they'll be able to get local TV news over the air, and there's still very affordable ways to do that, just buying like an antenna. They could still get local TV news. But I do think that as people become more adept at searching internet and going online and using social media, I don't see that going away. That's going to continue, whether it's Facebook or not, or some other website that people start using. I think that the news is going to have to adapt to the changing of the public and how we want to consume. Is it different? Yeah, it's different, but we're going to have to adapt to the public, because they're not necessarily going to adapt to us.
And one other point we haven't really discussed here is, you know, this survey was looking at the time spent with newspaper, TV, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And it could be that there's just less time to be spent because you're seeing so many cutbacks. The newspaper is smaller than it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
The staff has been cut. Same with the TV station everywhere. There's less being put out. And so maybe that's why they're spending less time with it, because the quality has declined.
All right. With that, we have run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.